program this year. We're trying to tailor it more to individual and team needs. So if it's okay, I'd just like to sketch out the core elements of the plans. Mm. Just feel free to interrupt me with any questions. Now, I don't know if you've heard of a balanced scorecard. Mm-hmm. Let me just touch on this approach and how it works in practice. And that's more or less it. I think that's covered everything. And it's just occurred to me that...
Anya, you haven't said anything about management training.
I was coming to that. It's obviously a key area, and I have to admit that we haven't got as far as planning the specifics yet. We just haven't had the time. But yeah, you're quite right. We need to address this. It might not be a bad idea to send out a questionnaire to the senior staff for their recommendations.
And you've still got time to do that, have you?
That's a good point. I think so. Let me check and I'll get back to you. And how about if I send you a draft too? I'm pretty sure that I could do that before the end of the week.
Audio 48. Extract 1.
And that brings us to training. Since Anya's here, perhaps we can look at the new training initiative requested by the various team leaders. Yeah. Anya, can you give us an overview of where we are with this?
Okay, yes. Well, to be honest, we haven't got as far as I'd hoped. Where we are at the moment is we've just completed the initial consultation stage. Mm-hmm. However, what I can tell you is that the initiative will be complete and in place before the annual review. I'd like to be able to give you a more precise date, but unfortunately, I can't do that at the moment. You'll appreciate that I still need to run the details by Jean-Paul and the team leaders first. Mm-hmm. So now perhaps it would be a good idea if I just went through some of the other training programs we are running.
Yes, okay.
Good. Now, how can I put this? We have a quite flexible approach to our training